This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Luke Burbank. President Bush will unveil his new plan for Iraq on Wednesday at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The plan is expected to include specifics like 20,000 more American combat troops in Baghdad and a $1 billion jobs program for Iraq. Joining us with more details about the plan is Michael Gordon of The New York Times. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
What can you tell us about the president's new approach?
Well, they've learned the lesson, I think, of the previous experience in Baghdad. I recall that over the summer, we sent some 7,000 additional troops, had a total of 15,000 American troops, and tried to clear, hold, and build in Baghdad, and it didn't work. The Iraqis simply didn't send enough forces of their own to help hold these areas after they were cleared. The Iraqis didn't provide enough reconstruction funds, and nor did we, really. And so I think this is an effort to try to do it right this time. It remains to be seen whether it can be done, but at least for starters, it's going to be better resourced.
A lot of the things that are being laid out here as hopes for the new Iraq have been hoped for before. Why is this going to be any different?
You know, the administration's talked about its strategy for victory, and it's talked about its commitment to counterinsurgency, but it hasn't really carried this out in practice so much. For example, one thing that General Petraeus, the new American commander in Iraq, wants to do with the additional forces is not simply keep them in these large bases in and around Baghdad and conduct patrols from these bases. He wants to disperse them throughout key neighborhoods and have them take up positions there so that when the patrols are over, the militias and the insurgents don't simply re-infiltrate the neighborhood. So in that sense, it's not simply having more troops in Baghdad, but it's a matter of conducting the military operation in a different way. And on the Iraqi side, they're expected to sign up to a list of what are called benchmarks in the political sphere, economic sphere, and military arena. And it's absolutely true, as you say, that these are all things they've talked about doing before, but the idea now is that they'll really do them.
Well, what's the or else for Iraq? We leave? We stay with more people? I mean, what does the U.S. have as a leverage point?
Well, I think the U.S. leverage is limited for the simple reason that it may be the case that the American government and the Iraqi government do not entirely share the same vision of Iraq. I mean, we seem to have a vision of a multi-sectarian country in which there is genuine political reconciliation between Shia and Sunnis, and they're represented in the government. It's not entirely clear that all elements of the Maliki government, which is a Shiite-dominated government, I share that. But I think there's a general recognition in the United States that this is really the president's last shot to get it right, so to speak. We've never sent enough forces to execute this mission properly. Everybody's known that for years. And we've never really focused the economic resources on job creation, which is really very important because a lot of people who get involved in the violence do so because they're paid to do so. And then again, the political steps by the Maliki government are key. One thing the Americans want the Iraqis to do are schedule and hold provincial elections so that Sunnis and Sunni-dominated areas will be governed by Sunnis and not by Shiites. And there are steps of that sort that the Iraqis can take to foster some kind of reconciliation if they really want to go there, which is something which I think is not entirely clear at this point.
Well, Michael Gordon of The New York Times, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That's Michael Gordon of The New York Times talking with us about President Bush's much-anticipated plans for Iraq due to be announced this Wednesday.